вопрос Гоголь. Říštím kancléře, po zjištění situace rozhodl jsem se prohlásit.
The voice of the Czechoslovak president Emil Hácha, speaking 69 years ago this week on March the 14th, 1939. He had just returned from Berlin, where Hitler had given him a simple ultimatum: either face occupation or destruction. Hácha chose occupation, and the next day German troops marched unopposed into Prague. After a long conversation with the Reich Chancellor, Hácha said, and after considering the situation, I have decided to place forthwith the fate of the Czech state with full confidence into the hands of the Führer of the German nation.
Že odevzdávám osud českého národa a státu s plnou důvěrou do rukou vůdce německého národa.
German troops marched into Prague the next day, on March the 15th, 1939. Ever since the Munich Agreement less than 6 months before, it had been only too clear that Hitler's claim that the Czechoslovak borderlands, the Sudetenland, had been his last territorial claim in Europe, was anything but the truth. He had systematically put ever greater political and economic pressure on Czechoslovakia. The country de facto ceased to exist when Slovakia broke away on March the 14th and became a puppet state of Germany. 4 days after the German troops swept into the Czech capital, the popular Czech broadcaster František or Franta Kocourek was given the awful task of reporting live on a huge military parade from the top of Wenceslas Square, with an officer of the Wehrmacht by his side. His extraordinary, at times cryptic report captured the despair of the nation.
Nyní právě projíždějí kolem ohromná děla protiletecká.
At this moment, huge anti-aircraft guns are passing, pulled on tractors, each manned by 12 soldiers. Behind them are further smaller anti-aircraft guns and searchlights. But I would also like to talk about one thing that has nothing to do with the military. From somewhere far away, a huge black crow has flown into Prague. I have seen it spread its wings and sweep down above the square over the searchlights and the listening devices being paraded here by the German army. It must be surprised at the noise and all that is going on beneath it. This and similar broadcasts were to cost Franta Kocourek his life. He was later arrested and perished in 1942 in